Dear brethren, it is a joy for Sister Elizabeth and me to be in Zoom with the brethren far and near. We bring you Christian greetings from our class Kumasi, as well as from the brethren in Ghana. Both of us travel outside Ghana, but by the grace of God, we are at home now. As announced, our thoughts will base on quench not the spirit. We may ask, which spirit was Apostle talking about? Because Romans 8 verse 16 says, the spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. Many answers will come from reprint 51:29. And the answer is, the Apostle Paul was talking of the Holy Spirit. The frame of scan love. The Holy Spirit of the Father and of the Son, which was enkindled in our hearts through the word of grace. In the scriptures, light is used as a symbol of the illuminating power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is symbolized not only by the oil with which the priests were anointed and which represents the indwelling power of the Spirit, but also by the light of the golden candlestick, which stood in the holy when we study the tabernacle shadow. Remember therefore, from hence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove the candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Revelation 2 verse 5. After we had been favored with the knowledge of the truth and had consecrated ourselves, the Lord accepted our consecration and gave us the Holy Spirit, which becomes the illuminating power of our hearts. All down the gospel age, the church has been the light of the world. This Lord intimated will be true when he said to his disciple one occasion, ye are the light of the world. Matthew 5 verse 14. How easily such a holy flame may be extinguished. A sufficient draught of the spirit of the world might extinguish it. Or by putting under a bushel, or by the adversary. Yet the apostles intimate that we alone have the determining of the matter, whether the Holy Spirit in us shall be quenched or not. As there are various ways by which a light may be quenched, so there are different means by which this light of the Holy Spirit may be quenched in us. A light will go out if the supply of oil or gas which fills it be cut off, or if the oxygen of the air be sent off from it. Whether because the supply is extinguished or because something is placed over the light to extinguish it. So it is with us. The light of the Spirit may be permitted to die out for want of reprimission, or it may be quenched by contact with some outside force. In order to have the Holy Spirit in large measure, we must keep near to the Lord, for if we get away from Him, the light will go out. If we neglect the privilege of prayer, or of study of the scriptures, or of fellowship with the Lord's true failure to think of Him, the illumination of the Spirit will grow dim. On the other hand, it will become brighter in proportion to our realization of our own imperfections and to the degree of our consecration to the Lord. This we manifest by the zeal with which we study His will as expressed in His word, and with which we practice that will in the affairs of life. These are the means by which we may supply the oil to keep our light burning brightly. But while we are endeavored to do this, we must see to it that we do not come into contact with anything which will tend to extinguish the flame of scant love in our hearts. The world, the flesh, and the devil are all in the opposition to the light of the Holy Spirit. To whatever extent they are brought into contact with the light, to that extent they smother it. If the spirit of the worldliness comes into our hearts, it will extinguish the light of the Holy Spirit. If the spirit of the selfishness or thoughtlessness enter our hearts, it will cause the light to grow dim and finally to die out. Awareness in well-doing will produce the same results. If we indulge in presence of the flesh, these will tend to quench the spirit. Sinful presence should, of course, be shunned by everybody. Christian fellowship is thought to be one of the very best aids to maintaining the light of the Spirit. Accurate knowledge of the plan is most essential. Among the various arrangements which God has made for the new creatures in Christ is the assembling of themselves together in order to maintain their light and let it shine. The Apostle Paul exhorted the church not to forget the assembling together whenever it is possible to do so. Hebrews 10, verse 25. When the assembling is not possible, the Lord makes up for the lack in some other way. And so we sometimes find a dear brother or sister who has not had the opportunity to meet with others in the truth, but who seems to be very clear and to have a deep appreciation of the Lord's plan. Not having the privilege of fellowship with others, such as one has done, so much more reading and study. As we are experiencing COVID-19, this has made it possible to meet together. But by the grace of God and by the help and the hands of some of the brethren, now we can see face to face and we are meeting and we are fellowship together. And this is a wonderful blessing to all of us who are in the platform. Those who have this opportunity for fellowship and who do not appreciate it seems to be in a very unsatisfactory condition. In such case, the oil is not burning brightly, else that one would delight to be with fellow pilgrims in the same way, marching towards the same goal. We should be as careful of our spiritual condition as of our physical. If we have a bad taste in our mouth and no appetite, we conclude that we are not well. And if we do not care to go to meetings, we may know that we are not in good spiritual health. When we find that we have not the desire to meet with others of like precious faith, it is an indication that we should go to the great physicians that he may help us. So it is our duty to always study, to always meet with the brethren, also to have convention and study together. But we know that COVID-19 have put everything down, but this will not stop the brethren from meeting together, to study together. So we need to study together, calling ourselves asking for caution. When we study alone as COVID-19 period, we cannot meet. We have to study and ask the brethren questions by calling them on phone, asking them their condition of health. Sometimes many brethren need help, and not only money, to speak to their brethren, to ask how they are doing, is also a great blessing to all of us. When we do that, bringing my discourse to an end, all of us need to engage in self-evaluation to determine whether love for God, for Christ, for the truth, and for the brethren is still supreme in our lives, whether it burns brightly in our hearts, so that we can maintain the Holy Spirit in large measures. Thank you, brethren.